first-person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Bahia Brunel shares a conversation about conservation.
Long before I ever heard the word conservation, at school or in the media, I learned from my elders the importance of conserving our precious natural resources. I grew up hearing eye-opening stories about life in the old country and the challenging times when there were shortages of food, water, fuel, and medical supplies. During the harsh winters, generations of our family delivered coal to neighborhoods that were in need. In the springtime, those who were able to plant gardens were happy to share their bounty with others. Early on, it became clear to me that we each have a personal responsibility to care for the earth that is always providing for us. I started watching what everyone else was doing, and soon I too was turning off lights when I left a room and using only the amount of water, gas, electricity, and household supplies necessary to get the job done. I come from a family of walkers, cyclists, and recyclers. For my 90-year-old uncle, who lives in Los Angeles, the bicycle is still his primary mode of transportation. My teenage niece prepares free food for people facing a health crisis. Waste not, want not, are words we take to heart. Because as Mahatma Gandhi pointed out, Earth provides enough to satisfy every man's needs, but not every man's greed. And that is why we conserve.
Bahia Brunel is an author, musician, and environmental advocate. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.